beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? Watching you stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow.
So much for economic music today. How do we do that? Never heard that piece. Jeff Bennett here on this ninth day of the month. I think I'm glad to be here. It's been a very, very strange 48 hours for me. I've got a very intense amount of stuff going on. Some very unusual things that we're going to be doing the next couple of days on the program, including a very, very unusual second hour tonight. Stay with us. Jeff Bennett here, by the way, if you haven't figured this out. Get out of my face. This is insane. I'm trying to get something going on here. No, I don't care about that. Trying to transfer something onto another computer. It's not happening. But I have not used that other computer in so long. So unbelievably long. So I guess I'll just shut it down. Come on. Shut down. Oh, forget it. Yeah, I'm having one of those strange days. Very strange days. Shut down. Unbelievable. We'll try to figure it out later. How you doing? Good weekend? Long weekend? I've worked massive amounts of hours and stuff outdoors working on this garden area. And then I began to work on several things for our various websites. And I had a piece that was going to post on Thursday. I finished working, I don't know what time. I had to go up to check on something last night, a pharmacist, and they had a mess out of it, and I don't know what the heck's going on. Came back home, tried to go to sleep, couldn't. And at about, I don't know what time, it was after midnight, I decided to get up and go to Denny's. I had to get something to eat, which is interesting because I haven't eaten a darn thing all day today. And I got back here after Denny's, and all of a sudden everything hit. And this column I've been working on for Justin Smith everything came together. It was well after 4 o'clock before I laid down. Set my alarm for 7:30 this morning. I don't know. Got up, realized I needed to go back to sleep, and eventually did. Slept till just before noon, and it's been interesting. Anyway, let's not worry about this stuff. Let's take a look at what's going on economically. We've got something very unusual we're going to do today that I've not done for a very, very, very long time. Some of the headlines we take a look at. Is gold any good as a currency? The idea behind a gold standard is that a currency becomes tied to a commodity with a stable value. Now, keep that in mind, because some of the things we're going to talk about today are going to kind of hit some hard nails for a lot of folks. But there is a problem with this so-called stable value issue. And that great problem with it is that gold does not have a stable value. Like any other commodity, its relative value goes up and down. In September of 2022, U.S. dollar milk prices were rising over 16%. In gold terms, milk prices were rising over 23%. That's a very dangerously high inflation. Gold-backed currencies experience both inflation and deflation with volatile economic cycles as demand for liquidity and the value of gold shift relative to other commodities and how they swing about. Now, this next line is something I 100% disagree with. A gold-backed currency is no guarantee of price or economic stability. And yet, meanwhile, the price of gold has surged, my friends. What that means when gold is surging is a story that I've shared so many times. And I've not updated it, and I really need to update this thing tonight. I've got another project going on out in the garden. I've got some preparation work to do. Riley will be over tomorrow, and you know, got have stuff ready to go. Anyway, what was that? What are you doing to me today? Anyway, one of the things that we find throughout our life history and our grandparents' or maybe great-grandparents' history is that gold, and in many respects silver, have outpaced, well, let's put it this way, simple terms. An ounce of gold will buy for us what it bought for our great-grandparents 100 and some odd years ago. Or 2,000 or 5,000 years ago. Whether it's a high-end suit of clothing, whatever the case may be. You know, the stories I've shared before have to do with this guy who bought a brand new truck, a brand new Ford truck back in the 70s, making lousy money. I determined how many ounces of gold it would take to buy that truck. Now, the problem is you can't buy brand new pickup trucks for $2,500 anymore. It's outrageously insane. And back in the 70s, you know, an ounce of gold was, you know, worth $35 an ounce. So you figure out how many ounces it would have cost to buy that thing, et cetera, et cetera. Now you go out and find a brand new pickup truck costs you $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in some cases. And the only people driving them in Arizona are illegal wetbacks that show up here. Oh, did I offend somebody? I don't really care. Well, let's take a look at what's happened. The gold price today is up about 19% in this current rally. But we ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, Western investors continue to ignore gold, even as prices continue to hit record highs. They're no longer actively getting in the way of higher prices, which means the current rally has legs to run a lot higher. In an interview with Kitco News recently, Robert Minter, director of investment strategy at some company called ABRDN, says that gold's rally to record highs above $2,350 an ounce is just getting started. And it's only a matter of time before retail investors jump into gold-backed exchange-traded funds to kick off the next major leg higher. Well, let's take a look and see what's gold doing right now. Gold currently sitting at, what did I say? Record highs above 2350. We're currently sitting at 2355 and change. Silver sitting at 2822. Silver's had an interesting day today. If you're a prudent central bank fund manager in some of the countries, you might diversify away from the dollar to reduce your risk. Real plain, real simple. But then, let's not talk about banks. Because there is no bank that is safe today. There is a massive implosion coming. Every single bank is insolvent. Every single bank. You continue to read the headlines, the stories, the people who put $10,000 in their bank. It disappears. They can't get it out. People make deposits. They try to make withdrawals. They're shut down. They can't gain access to their account. Something is going on. A little more than a year since the March 2023 banking crisis, when the U.S. saw three of the four largest bank failures in its history, the banking sector in this country today is arguably even more vulnerable. They've been buying up all this government debt with interest rates at zero or even negative. And now that the interest rates are pushed up to, quote, unquote, fight inflation, all the valuation of that debt is way underwater. It's not just commercial real estate. If the valuations of all the banks, including the central banks, are based on debt, which they are, because the entire system is based on debt. These interest rates have pushed down the market valuations of all of that debt. So what will the next banking crisis look like? What are the triggers? And then I take a look at grocery prices. 40% higher than we paid in 2019. $100 grocery haul in 2019, 5 years ago, cost almost $140 today. 40% more for the same common items, causing consumers to become creative to cope with crippling inflation. According to a Wall Street Journal analysis of Nielsen IQ data on the prices of everyday foods, things like meat, vegetables, starches, snacks. Americans are facing a dramatic increase across all categories. We've all been forced to become creative to cope with a stretch of record food inflation. We've chosen cheaper versions of the products we prefer, or we're strategically looking for sales, coupons, deals. How are we going to eat? Of course, Bill Gates, you know, the farmer that he claims to be now, that he wants to control, of course, has bought so much farmland in this country, it is sickening. His goal is to create veggie meat, things that look like meat that don't really taste like meat, they're rubbery. My wife bought some of that stuff thinking it was meat, and it wasn't. It's unreal. But she's doing some experimental things with food that make me want to vomit. She took off Sunday to go take care of the babies for the day. Well, babies, one is 12, almost 13 years of age now. And her younger sister. That kid's one little devil, I'll tell you. She is something else. And you sit there and I woke up and I could smell it. Here she goes. She left the house. I could smell the mushrooms. She takes an amazing roast beef, sticks it in a, I can't even think of what that's called, a little electric pot, little cooking pot. You plug it in and, you know, you can set the temperature on low or high, do what you got to do. I could smell this stuff. I woke up to this. I couldn't smell. I just couldn't stand it. And, well, turns out, instead of cooking it low, knowing she'd be gone damn near all day, she turns it on high. Going through the liquid, the mushrooms stink like hell. She's everything she's cooking now, everything, with olive oil. And who knows if it's real olive oil. I mean, it ain't Popeye's girlfriend, so, you know, what can you do? Unreal. Now, the headline I picked up Friday night, gold rallying again. Silver could get really interesting. Another week, another record high for gold last week. Last Wednesday, the monetary metal surged above $2,300 per ounce. Took a hit or a bit of a breather on Thursday ahead of, you know, the key employment report on Friday. But it all rallied again. Silver made a significant breakout of its own last week. White metal shot up above a $27 level to a fresh two-year high, rallied to over $27.50 on Friday. Currently sitting at $28.22. Yeah, that's a chunk. Gold prices continue to reach new heights. The bulls are eyeing even higher highs. Detractors, meanwhile, are pushing the narrative that new gold has gotten too expensive. They could both turn out to be right for different reasons. Not going to bore you with all that. And then I take a look at another headline. Gold and silver surge higher. They continued their run higher, defying predictions of profit taking from last Thursday's close. And then, of course, Friday came along. That's the previous Thursday. Easter, market were closed. Gold rose $50 to $2,280 in early European trade last week after flirting with a $2,300 figure. $300 increase on gold since St. Valentine's Day. Silver traded at a $26.60, up nearly 19% over the same time period, having traded as high as $27.30. COMEX volumes in the silver contract were exceptionally high, relatively subdued in gold. Lack of volume in the gold contract, together with a recent decline in open interest, is the price. Who cares about that crap? It just gets ridiculous. They don't know who's buying. Certainly isn't the hedge funds. Gold's performance smacks of a massive bear squeeze on one or more bullion banks. Let's do something a little different. Silver's affordable. Buy silver. Buy it today. And we're going to talk a little bit about this stuff. Something I rarely do. I mentioned silver currently sitting at $28.22. That's actually up 10 cents from just before my going on the air. So we seek out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold, converting it into widely accepted currency, is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, we need to own our own private gold standard. Gold is hot. Silver is also hot right now. So let's talk about some of the interesting things that we're going to make available today. Make some notes. Oh, by the way, if you weren't aware of it, I don't know if I covered this last week. Zimbabwe launched a new gold-backed currency. I mean, you would have knew what happened to Zimbabwe back in the days when Robbie and I were working together, Robbie Noel. Zimbabwe just imploded. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Some of the headlines we ran over the weekend, silver breakout imminent, gold hit record highs, silver peaks on Fed rate cut speculation. I like the story about the thieves making off with $30 million on Easter Sunday in one of the largest cash burglaries in history. Back to food, bird flu outbreak, largest U.S. chicken egg producer, could affect egg prices. Could affect? It already has. Oh, and our U.S. debt bomb is spiraling towards $35 trillion. Politicians are spending at the expense of future generations. We've got to stop borrowing at the expense of future generations. Those words from Ken Griffin, not the former baseball player. And headlines just keep going on and on. Million simulations show U.S. debt is an unsustainable path. I like this. Saudi Arabia's futuristic city, a sign of major inflation to come. We're facing America's fiscal collapse. It's accelerating. I like the Senate calls out of control spending a national security threat, but they keep spending anyway. It's the kind of stuff we're seeing every single day. It is unbelievable. I think I shared with you last week the situation about pawn shops. Pawn shops inventory is exploding as the failing U.S. economy hammers those at the bottom of the economic food chain. It's appalling. So let's talk about some unusual things, something I rarely do. Some things we're going to talk about here you have heard in some commercials that the network has recorded for me. And we'll see what's what here. I like to call it gold and silver in five easy lessons. Get a paper and pencil and make some notes. When it comes to gold and silver, number one, you don't buy it because you need to make money. Buy it because you need to protect the money you already have. Secondly, don't look at price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Don't fall prey to the glitzy television ads. Do your due diligence instead. Number five, don't allow the naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interest as you see fit. I got an email from a gentleman on Friday, I think. Could have been Saturday. Asking just a couple simple questions. Apparently, he had heard our ad on John Moore's show in the morning. And didn't supply me a phone number, nothing. Got an email from him wanting to know how we would conduct business and this, that, and the other thing. It's like I sent him my phone number and said, call me on Monday. He's never called. He never responded to the email. It's, you know, nothing I can do. So he hears an ad and he calls, but obviously he's not that serious. Anyway, let's move forward. We're going to talk about bullion coins. Bullion gold coins will always have value to our fellow Americans. And yet paper dollars have less and less. And as the dollar declines, the price of gold and silver will continue to rise, reflecting the stable purchasing power of the precious metals. And that is the key. Precious metals, I don't care if they're up, down, or sideways, have maintained a purchasing power far beyond our lifespan. And yet, what's more, in a volatile environment, bullion will carry a premium for being reliable and widely accepted money. Well, just as the U.S. dollar once did. You know, I made the comment about don't fall prey to glitzy television ads. You turn on your TV and you start seeing all these ads for gold and silver, and oh, they've got this, you know, this older woman has got this beautiful book she's looking through with all these gorgeous coins are all certified $20, $50 rarities. And you're paying up the wazoo for that stuff. And rarely are they rare. They're fairly common. Oh, they're old coins. They're in beautiful condition. They look nice. But I used to sell that stuff. And I worked for a company that just, their retail price was 40% above, at minimum, what they had paid their supplier for them. And I'm going to tell you, he was a whore. An absolute whore. So I look carefully at bullion. Bullion coins, easy to sell anywhere in the world. And even better, you can barter them locally for the stuff you need, food, clothes, a roof over your head, even if the other guy isn't a coin enthusiast. In other words, bullion is money, people. And one of the characteristics that make gold and silver money is their uniformity, meaning each coin is the same as every other coin of the same weight. Now, as we've talked for so many years, gold has been prized throughout history for its high value to weight, making it easy to conceal and trade under tough political conditions. Consider this. You could store enough gold to care for a small family for 6 months on the inside of a belt buckle. Gold is a commodity. Bullion coins are pre-measured units of that same commodity, stamped with a design as a quick signal of authenticity. Gold is also history's most reliable form of money, which makes it a good commodity to own when the world's paper money system is in upheaval. And, well, let me explain to you that the dollar is not just the world's paper money system. It's among one of many. So let's talk about a few interesting options, some of which you've heard me talk about before. Another one I made reference to maybe 3-4 weeks ago that was unavailable to me. Things have changed. Let's talk about gold first. Estimated spot gold. Now, keep in mind, if you should happen to call and gold is up, you pay a little bit more. If it's down, you can pay a little bit lower. But I'm going to give you an estimated spot of $2,355 right now. One of my absolute favorite pieces is the 1 ounce Valcombi gold combi bar. This is the one that breaks into 10 one-tenth ounce little mini bars. Valcombi is one of Europe's leading gold bullion producers, enjoys growing status in the global precious metals industry. Now, one of the best ways to set yourself apart is with an innovative product. The Valcombi has exactly that in the combi bar. These bars ship to you in a sealed protective case complete with an assay card. Each contains a total of 1 ounce of 4 9s fine pure gold. Minted in Switzerland by Valcombi Suisse. features single stamp Belcombe logos on the back, the obverse of the coin. On the obverse being the front. Unique serial numbers and identifiers on the backside, the reverse. And uses Belcombe's patented combi bar technology. I think I've shared with you, sir, Belcombe had a different name years ago when they started. And they basically was a chocolate candy, chocolate bar producer. And they produced a Hershey-type bar. You know, the no nuts in it, etc. The ones that just snap off. Well, that's they rear-ended themselves putting this thing together. This gold piece is something else. Now, if you want to see some images of it, you can go to SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side. There's an image of me in a laptop computer with a microphone that's stamped WGAF. You figured out what that means. And right below it is a painting of Humphrey Bogart. Click on it. Sierra Madre Treasure Chest. You'll see, and scroll down, you'll see an image of this Belcombe gold combi bar. So you know exactly what you're looking at. Combi bar technology from Belcombe Swiss is a revolutionary concept that allowed investors and collectors to purchase gold or silver bullion in a single weight, easily break it into smaller amounts of individual resale movement or easy storage. Combi bars feature precision cut lines that divide the bar into smaller amounts, and each can be broken apart without a loss of gold content or purity. You don't get little breakoffs, you don't get little dust, little powders, nothing. No, it's snap, crackle, pop. These 1 ounce Belcombe gold combi bars ship as a 1 ounce gold bar. Combi bar technology means that each 1 ounce bar can be broken down to a maximum of 10 individual bars, each one weighing 1/10 of an ounce. On the obverse face of the 1 ounce bar, you're going to find the Belcombe Swiss rotating square, the company's official logo. The name Belcombe Swiss is engraved along the right-hand side, along with the larger bar's weight, metal content, purity, serial number. Yes, each one has a serial number. The reverse face includes separate engravings for each of the 10 individual 1/10 ounce bars. You'll find the Belcombe Swiss logo, the bar weight, metal content, and purity listed on each of the 10 separate bars. Now, Belcombe Swiss was originally founded in 1961 as Valori and Combi, a small operation started by a group of investors interested in precious metals. Several mergers and sales over time, including one with Credit Suisse, led to the name Belcombe Suisse. Estimated cost, as of right now as we speak, of the 1 ounce Belcombe gold combi bar, roughly $2,599 each. But wait, Bennett, spot gold you said is only, it's only, what, roughly $2,355? Yeah, I know. You're squawking. We go from $2,355 to just under $2,600 each for this bar. Well, hey, cost has gone up. Nothing I can do to control that issue. Okay. Now, as a rule, we can generally buy 1 ounce. Oh, sometimes Austrian kookaburras or something. One of my favorites are the Austrian piece. Sometimes we can buy maple leaf for less. It's all gone up. Yeah, you will pay more for the 1 ounce Belcombe, but you've got the control. But this thing's a little bit bigger than a business card. It's about the size of your wallet. You can stick it in your pocket. You can move. You can go with it. Take it with you. And if need be, you break one or two pieces off if you need to get some new tires or something. Not bad. You're in control. If you're interested in this, 602-799-8214. But don't call when I'm on the air because I can't answer the phone. You can also send me an email. can also send me a text, but just hang on. We're not done. Told you this would be an unusual show today. Now let's take a look at a couple of silver options, one of which is one that I offer quite often, rolls of the 1 ounce Buffalo Silver Rounds. For those of you who may or may not be aware, one of America's greatest classic coin designs, the Buffalo Nickel, sometimes referred to in its day as the Indian Head Nickel, designed from James Earl Fraser, used on the nation's 5-cent piece from 1913 to 1938. And today it's replicated on countless products ranging from the U.S. Mint's American Gold Buffalo Bullion products, the bullion coin, the silver rounds. Right now, the design is available to purchase in the 1 ounce Silvertown Buffalo round. They are a phenomenal mint. I am very familiar with these people. I've known some of their employees for a lot of years. And it's nice to get up in the morning and pick up the phone and call Patty. Let's explain a little bit about this piece if you've never seen it. For those of you who purchased, you know exactly what they look like. They arrive in individual plastic flips. That's if you're buying singles. I generally don't do that. It's the replica design of the famous Buffalo Nickel. Contains 1 troy ounce of 999 fine pure silver. The obverse includes the image of the Native American tribal member in the right profile relief. The reverse features the depiction of the American bison in the left profile relief. In each 1 ounce Silvertown Buffalo Silver Round is available to you today. New condition. Brand new, freshly minted roll. They're not sitting around. They haven't been played with. They haven't been in somebody's, you know, letting their kids play with them. We ship these in full rolls of 20. Okay? Estimated cost per roll of 20 Buffalo rounds right now, $649 a roll. That's gone up a lot. My cost hasn't increased as far as what I'm paying over spot, but the market is dictated. So you're looking at buying a minimum of 4 rolls. Now, I can get fewer rolls than that. If you can only afford 1 roll, I can get it. But I've got to go to a local guy. I'm going to have to pay a higher price. $649 per roll right now. 4 rolls at $2,596. It's a moderate shipping expense. Now let's go down one more silver product. And this is something that I became aware of about 6 weeks ago. And it blew me away. It's another Valcombi product. It is a 4 ounce silver combi bar. And this combi bar includes 16 1/4 ounce. Little breakable bars. This is the latest combi bar from Valcombi. This phenomenal 4 ounce Valcombi Skyline Silver Combi Bar. And typically these combi bars just showcase identifying marks of the bar. And yet the latest in this collection also features images of skyscrapers and skylines. Not that I'm all that concerned about that. And you can order these innovative silver bars right now in Kettle Moraine. Yeah, I know. The website's called Sierra Madre Precious Metals. That's nothing more than a website name. The name of the company you do business with is Kettle Moraine Limited. I am the only person here. I don't hire people, because I've seen the dirt that so many of them bring with them. People who work for some of those big companies. And they were taught all the wrong stuff. Here's some of the highlights of this bar. Obviously, still delivered in a sealed blister pack. Assay certificates included, can be broken into 16 individual 1/4 ounce bars. That is cool. Contains 4 ounces of 999 fine pure silver. The obverse, that's the front, showcases a skyscraper in the Valcombi logo. The backside features the identifying marks of the bar. And I can share more, you know, but most of it, you know, talks about Valcombi's founding, et cetera, which we've all covered. Each 4 ounce Valcombi Skyline Silver Combi bar will arrive in a sealed blister pack. Yes, you get assay certificates. And this is something else. When I first found out about this, I got a hold of my suppliers, one of the biggest wholesale suppliers in the country. Okay? They didn't have any. Couldn't get any. At present, it is still a minimally produced product. But my supplier has them now. Estimated cost for this 4 ounce bar that breaks into 16 1/4 ounce bars, $230. But there is a minimum of 5 that you'll have to buy, $1,150 for those 5. I'm blown away by it. I like the breakable stuff. It does put me in control. One thing that I like to tease people about, and this kind of goes back to the television commercials, etc., that we see, and the so-called rare coin dealers and the Hollywood people that are helping to hawk the goods for them. Because that's what they're going to want to do. Oh, yeah, they'll go on and say, oh, you can get Krugerrands. We'll get you American Eagles. Well, once you get on the phone with them, but do you really want that stuff? I mean, you can do this, and there's no reporting, and there's this. I can get you down this whole discussion of the reporting laws, all right? I have never, in 30-odd years in this business, I've never been in a position where I've had to report a sale or a purchase because of the limitation factor. We'll talk about that another time. So you can turn on your television, watch their commercials, get all wet in the pants by looking at the nice little gals that help do it, or the Hollywood movie stars that help hawking it, you know, stars that you really like and trust. But they're selling you BS. Tell them you want AU, not BS. AU is gold, by the way. So, keep in mind, these three different products we've talked about today are not the only products I have access to. I'm not going to sit there and do commercialization 3 days a week. I think you've known me for that. Those of you who have an interest, have the desire, have the money, you just didn't have to buy that extra package of eggs this week. Our gasoline in Arizona shot up last week to $4.49 a gallon. I fell out of my tree. Went up to Denny's last night. The station, the Circle K next door, I fell out of my tree. They were still at $4.19. They're refusing to play the game. But it's because they sell so much other stuff at Circle K. You know, they sell the donuts and the beer and the water and whatever else they've got. Don't buy the sales pitches these folks are giving you. I work for you, not for me. Any sale that is conducted due to this program, You call, let me know you're listening to RBN. You make a purchase, there is a portion of the proceeds that I contribute back to RBN. And I'm the only broadcast host that does this on this network. And that's been my commitment to RBN for many, many, many years. So, you'd want to call Kettle Marine Limited today? Yeah, tonight after we're off the air. You can call. You can text me at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214. You can also reach me by email. If you go to the website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Yeah, I'm sick. I've got this movie thing going on, you know. Scroll down the right hand side. Son of a gun. There's my email. KettleMoraine@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. But once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214. Visit the website. Contact information, email, everything you need is there. These are three phenomenal products that are well worth your consideration. They're just amazing, each and every one of them. So, anyway, we are... Yeah, it's very unusual that I will take this program in the direction we've taken it tonight. I don't think I've ever... taken, you know, this, you know, another headline that I think we shared with you last week. America's fiscal collapse accelerates. Yeah. I mean, in case you thought anybody in Washington was driving this thing, they're not. It is official. Department of Treasury is now issuing debt at pandemic levels. Worth noting, the pandemic record was double the previous record, which had stood for 231 years. Simple raw numbers. The latest numbers for quarter four, 2023, show the Treasury issuing $7 trillion in new debt. For the entire year, last year, it came to $23 trillion. How much of that money went to what's her face? Ukraine. My wife is Ukrainian. She's fed up. She's never been to Ukraine. That was her parents' bloodline. I've shared that with you before. I look at these numbers. I'm appalled. We're sending the U.S. economy to defaults. Federal debt is rising by $1 trillion at every 90 days. And the U.S. government spending as a percent of the GDP is at World War II levels. And we're not even in a world war, in theory. Nor are we in a pandemic. So why is there so much debt? Well, I guess they're buying girls. Or as Balaji Srivanathan puts it, the economy is not real. It is propped up by debt. They will fake it till they break it. It's unreal. There is a very good chance that I will not be doing a health show tomorrow. The amount of work and effort that I put into two major projects, one of which is going to come to the airwaves here in about 11, 12 minutes, is something that shocked the living bee daylights out of me. And it's going to shock you big time. This is going to be my main concentration for the hour, next hour. I hope you're going to stay with us. There is another major project that I worked on until almost 4 o'clock this morning. And I hope that you're going to stick around. That one will be coming up tomorrow. By the way, another economic situation over at federalobserver.com, a very unique piece that we published last night called Saving the Gas-Powered Car and Making Money on Carbon. Oh, you can't miss it. There's a picture of Joey sitting his little convertible, grabbing his shifting thing and grabbing the radio, and this car's for me, but not for thee. This whole mess, what they're trying to shove these EVs down our throat, is becoming unbelievable. This is one of the most well-written pieces I have ever read. And this came to me out of Breitbart. They don't publish it in an online scenario. This comes out through their newsletter, which I receive several times a day. And this piece is well worth reading. Following the links, it is profound. Saving the gas-powered car and making money on carbon. People are getting fed up with this. Another interesting piece over on Federal Observer about the U.S. is breaking apart with 25 states ready to leave. Oh, yeah. This is like pre-Civil War happening all over again, baby. People are fed up. And a lot of these states would just like to just say enough is enough. Another piece I published over the weekend called America's Leaders Will Never Let the Sun Shine In. You may find the video well worth watching. Yes, that's all you're going to do is watch it. It's nothing to read. Just to listen and watch this video. A lot of other stuff going on over there. Over the weekend, I published some more of the continued invasion headlines. The illegal immigrant from Haiti accused of stabbing deaths of two people in New York. The illegal migrant, 46, has been arrested 11 times and deported 8. He's charged with murder after a man's body is discovered in Ohio. Since Biden took office, the total number of Southwest land border encounters hit a staggering 7.747 million people. New York City migrant squatters are proving again Biden's border policy is utterly broken. 200,000 deportation cases have been dismissed. Biden makes a war announcement that Americans can't believe is real. And an article I strongly urge you to read on Federal Observer called America Abandons the First Amendment. And later tonight, I will have an update, commentary about it. There's a lot of stuff going on, people. And I'm going to share with you something. When I finished last Thursday's program, I have never done a program that affected me the way that two-hour set did. And I was so close to just pulling the plug and walking away. It caused me several days of difficulty. But I'm back here. But I want you to stick around for the second hour, because what we're about to bring to you is going to be shocking. Unbelievably shocking. I don't know if this was written by someone who has a certain degree of knowledge. Is this a book? Is it an article? Be real simple. Something for you to listen to, something to think about. Because we are facing some very, very tough times ahead. We've got people from other parts of the world that are coming into this country illegally. We're openly allowing the enemy to walk across our borders or fly in to this country and stay here. Nasty times. What do you got for a piece of closing music tonight, honey? We got something a little better than what we opened with? Something economic, you know, Goldfinger? I don't care. Just pull something. We're reaching about the end of this hour. We have found that we disconnect for reasons that are quite important. Be back in a few minutes for the second hour of Perspectives on America. Stay with us.
Money, the getaway, the get a good job with more pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.